You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Lions, obviously the story. And we've tried to put into context what we've watched the last 6 weeks. And it's a fun conversation. I think, first of all, like, you've just got to arrive at a place. If you don't believe they're capable of winning the Super Bowl, I can't help you. Now, you know my one misgiving is only because Aiden died. I picked him to win the damn thing preseason. I'm pretty sure they're going to make a move between now and tomorrow at this time. But how well are they playing? Here's how well. Gibbs is averaging an obscene 6.4 yards a carry, leads the NFL. Jared Goff, his last 30 targets to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 30 completions. Unheard of. Never has that been done. Goff in his last six, 80.4 completion rate, 140 QBR. The best six-game stretch in the history of the league. I mean, even the last 2 weeks, you're outgained 827 yards to 486, but you've outscored your opponents by essentially 50 points, 48 points. Look, you're winning games by just a shade under 16 a game. If you think that's going to continue, then here contextually is who you're with. The 07 Patriots, who were beating people by almost 20 a game. The 99 Rams, the 2000 Ravens, and the 85 Bears. There you go. If you think this is going to keep up where you're not just beating teams, you are destroying them. Oh, and by the way, we haven't seen an against the spread run like this since cheating Michigan. 40-15, their last 55 games. Dan Campbell cares about the fans. 40-15 against the number. So I had asked the question, and Rico, you said it best. If this keeps up, you're going to be a team that people talk about 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
That it'll be 85 Bears, it would be 99 Rams, 2000 Ravens, 07 Pats, the 24 Lions.
Yeah, I mean, but think about that, Mike. What, you're looking at almost 40 years. We still can say 85 Bears, and anybody who knows football knows the context of that. That will be you that 30 years from now, remember the 24 Lions and how they just destroy people. I mean, you're on pace for greatest show on turf.
Right.
Think about that.
99 like, Rams, 07 Pats. Those are the teams in the modern era of football who are the only two in the last 25 years. Only two in the last 30 some odd years that even rated in the top 12 of all time scoring margins over the course of a season. So I want to know if you think that's going to keep up. We can get to the people. We'll do ticket text later in the hour. And we'll talk about the Brian Branch thing in the 4 o'clock. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Rico has also figured out who Cheese Grater guy was.
Yeah.
He's an American hero. Tremendous.
I mean, but
I don't even like dress up NFL guy, but that guy gets a pass. That was funny and creative.
No, he does. But going back to your Lions and being historically good, Mike, and we could do in the prop bet casino over under Goff incomplete passes at 6.5, and he goes under?
Friday on the picks, you will not list Lions minus 3.5 at Houston. It'll be alt line, Lions minus 9.5. We're only doing alt lines moving forward. It's ridiculous. What they're doing is ridiculous in all the best ways. And I think the biggest thing I take out of yesterday, outside, bad weather, win. Kind of needed to check that box. It may not come into play. You may have home field, but I'll tell you, that weather was way worse than what the forecast even indicated. Way worse.
Yeah.
And you won. And you again, you didn't have six drops. The Pack did. You didn't have nine penalties. The Pack did. You didn't miss a field goal. The Pack did. You didn't have three bad snaps. The Pack did. You didn't throw a brain-dead interception. They did. You are the tightest run operation in the sport. It's a credit to Campbell. And certainly Brad Holmes for providing players who have functioning brain matter. Because I watch more NFL than I care to admit. The amount of stupid stuff I see. You know where I don't see it? Your games. Mm-hmm. It matters, guys. So, no, I'm not crowning them on November 4th. But if you wanted to put context to what we're watching, there it is. You do what you want with it. You ready to go to the people?
Let's go.
I almost dropped my water bottle. Let's go to Randy, 97.1. Randy, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I was calling again to go way back to when I first called and was on hold about this pass rush situation that we found ourselves in. I just want to know from you guys, is it feasible to go more or less with the low-hanging fruit, pick up Za'Darius Smith and possibly Chase Young from New Orleans? That way we bolster our depth in the
Yes.
And then we wait, you know.
Yeah.
I think
if you made those two moves, I would stand and applaud. And again, Chase Young, I don't even know if they like the player. And it's irrelevant. I mean, if you got him, I wouldn't be mad. I'm not pining for him.
Right.
But
right.
Za'Darius Smith fits what you're trying to do here. Yes. I would have full confidence and go, yep, we're winning the Super Bowl. Let's go.
That way you're not selling your future. And you're looking, I know you wanted to just say the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Done. You bring those guys in, I 100%. Believe it's done. And then next year, you pair Chase Young with Hutchinson.
Well, he's not signed. Chase is on a one-year prove-it deal, just FYI.
And you're not mortgaging the future.
Yeah, Randy, I'm with you. That would be the move. And again, Adam Schefter says, yeah, I think there's the Lions and Browns will come to an agreement. They'll figure it out. They better.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, what excuse could you offer right now? This team is, so, you know, it's the first time they won six games in a row since 1995.
Yeah.
Like, you're all in whether you want to be or not. So let's go. You must acquire a pass rusher because, guys, you have no pass rush.
Yeah,
Jordan Love was – Lieutenant Dan has more mobility, and you couldn't get to him. You have new legs.
These are facts. Yeah, they did that stat during the show of, historically speaking, the Lions and the amount of wins that they've had. And you just – when you see the years, it's like, wow. So, you know what? Maybe they will become historically good, but right now they're on pace for that.
They are.
They can do no wrong. And even when you lose a player – like Branch, Didn't matter.
No. No, it's, again, they are the most tightly run operation in all three phases. I can't come up with another team like them. I can't. Even yesterday, you could have lined up Jack Fox in Lake Michigan, and he'd flip the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have every piece. And for all the consternation about kicker this summer, all Jake Bates has done is be perfect.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah. Jack Fox on a unicycle.
Now, flip the field. Done. Jack Fox, battleship. Done. No problem. Let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, you like kind of start something, you got to get cheese grater guy in the air. That was cracking me up.
Dude, that guy.
I'm normally not a dressed up like, at football, but that was, I legitimately laughed when I saw that.
Yeah,
that,
like, if you know that guy, buy him a drink. That was actually creative and relevant and funny. That was really
like,
well
somebody
done.
Somebody out there that's listening has got to know him, right? Like, all the listeners, somebody has got to know that guy. Can
that was
we just
amazing.
Get him to call in? Can we start a campaign?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I won't put his whole name out there, but it's David. So there you go.
There we go. Come on, let's get him in there. Come on, we got to do something. Like, we got to recognize greatness when we see.
He's an American hero. So what do you got about the team and what we've watched and kind of the context we've provided?
Look, first of all, sit back and enjoy. It's been awesome. But when you just look at history and statistics and how water typically finds its level. No, I don't think that it's sustainable that they keep just dropping bombs like this. Because like you said, if that happens, this is what if I told you? That's 30 for 30 stuff. Like, but the other reason, too, is you got to remember that a couple of the teams that they've played look like they might be two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Correct.
I mean, the Titans are awful, beyond awful. And the Cowboys look really awful. And that was a we're out for blood game as well. So, mm-hmm. like, you got to factor that in. Now, do I think that they're going to keep winning? Yeah, I do. But like you've said repeatedly, you typically don't drop bombs on teams in the NFL unless they're awful. It just doesn't happen. It's games are so tightly matched. But I will say, yesterday might have been the best game I've seen them play,
mm-hmm.
period, in my short time on this planet. Like, it's just all phases of the game, they played great. They weren't fazed. They didn't let the weather get to them. That was just an unbelievably well-played game. You know, Branch goes out. They said, okay, we don't care. Kirby will take one to the house. It's just that was the most impressed I've been probably watching this team in my life.
Brian, this team
you
looks
– said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said, am I going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl? You know, Mike, I know you said, yeah, you're picking them. I don't like to do the Super Bowl pick thing simply because when you're in a single elimination tournament in the NFL, everyone is so good. Something crazy can happen. I like to say, do I think that they're poised to make a deep playoff run? Yes. That's where I go with that.
Now, do you believe by tomorrow, do you believe by this time tomorrow, we've acquired a pass rusher?
I think that he's here getting a physical.
Yes.
Like that's, yeah. I was talking to my guy that I know who's a big Browns fan that I was talking to. And I mean, look, you want to put stock into the whole, like, go show yourself on Instagram, the picture of him wearing blue and everything like that. I think he's here. I think the deal is done. Schefter doesn't really put stuff out there unless there's something to it.
That's right.
Generally speaking.
You want
he
something
just
else?
Doesn't.
I'll give you one more thing. He played a season low snaps yesterday, 28 snaps.
And he mysteriously missed practice the other day. There's
That's
too
right.
many coincidences. I think the deal's done. I think they're just look, I don't know how trades get executed and the X's and O's and all the nuts and bolts and the paperwork and everything behind the I don't know how all that quite works. None of us really do unless you work in an NFL front office. But I think that whatever gears need to be turned and levers need to be pulled and I's need to be dotted and T's need to be crossed, I believe that's what's going on right now.
Yep.
I think he's physically in Michigan probably right now, if I had to just throw a wild
I love it, man. I hope so, Brian, because I don't want the Browns to be out there trying to drive up the price and saying, hey, you know, he's headed to the Lions. Wait, what? How much?
I think the Browns are still trying to figure out if their safeties were on the take yesterday. The first two... Did you see those two Herbert touchdown passes in the first? Like, yeah. Jim Schwartz was standing there like, why are we even here? No one covering anyone. One of them was on a 3rd and 21. And Josh Palmer's standing in the end zone, shining his chandelier. I'm like, okay then. It's going to be a long day for the Browns.
Facts.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. Lions, the historical context of what you're watching. Do you believe it's sustainable? And obviously, if you don't want to say Super Bowl, it's your prerogative. I'm not mad at you. I said it preseason. What the hell am I going to do now?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.